The song entered into Franz to the depths of his soul. He breathed it. He drank it like a divine liquor, while La Stiglia seemed to invite him to follow her, repeating, "Andiamo, mio cuore, andiamo." But why did not the door open to let him through? Could he not reach her, clasp her in his arms, take her with him out of the castle? "Stiglia! My Stiglia!" he shouted, and he threw himself against the door, which stood firm against his efforts. Already the song seemed to grow fainter. The footsteps were heard going away. Franz knelt down, trying to shake the planks, tearing his hands with the ironwork, calling all the time to La Stiglia, whose voice had died away in the distance. It was then that a terrible thought flashed through his mind. "Mad! She is mad, for she did not recognize me, and did not reply to me. For 5 years she has been shut up in this castle, in the power of this man. My poor Stiglia, her reason has left her." Then he rose, his eyes haggard, his head as if on fire. "I also, I feel that I am going mad. I am going mad, mad like her." He strode backwards and forwards across the crypt like a wild beast in its cage. "No, no, I must not go mad. I must get out of this castle. I will go." And he went towards the first door. It had just shut silently. Franz had not noticed it while he was listening to the voice of La Stiglia. He had been imprisoned within the enclosure, and now he was a prisoner within the crypt.